Welcome to the Wally Show After Castle, the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. We are fresh back off of a group programming trip that we went to Houston for, and we had like a fun outing as part of that, and we went and played a little Top Golf. The saddest person at Top Golf, probably Gavin.
Yep.
Why?
Oh, no, I would say this is very accurate.
Why?
Because there were moments where I... Overall, I think Wally was the better top golfer.
Yeah.
And as the guy who's over here who talks about golfing once or twice a week, and then to see you step up to the plate and just hit a... And there was one game. There was one game when I had this crisp, continuous lead for the entirety of the entire... I was so consistent.
I knew you had me.
And then we get to his final five swings or so.
Yeah.
And he just nets these balls right in the middle.
It was so funny because he's got me. And I even walk up to the thing. I'm like, dude, I'm like 20-something points behind you. There's no way I can catch up. And then I hit one for 16. And I'm like, oh! And he's like, still not totally worried. I hit the next one for like another 16. And I beat him on that. I beat him every game.
Yes.
And once by 60 points. And it was ugly.
That one was tough because you walk up with the driver, and I'm like, you know, young buck, can swing the club maybe a little harder. You're like, oh, my shoulder hurts.
Yeah,
and then he bombs it like 40 yards further than me every time. So, and I will say, respect on the driver swing.
Yeah.
The other ones were lucky. The driver, you were consistently punishing.
I was hitting that one. Yeah. So, I felt bad.
Oh, and then you're like, my hand hurts afterwards.
I did. I had a blister going on, but I just gripped it and ripped it. I kept going, Rock. And I'm like, I need to keep this young guy in check.
Now, on the other hand, I took two swings, so two turns, and I was done.
Yeah.
And I let somebody else take all my turns, and then I went inside and called my parents.
Betty was super sweaty, man.
It was hot. It was so hot.
It was hot.
We were all sweaty.
We were all sweaty.
I was not super sweaty.
Oh, you were sweaty. Like, you saw it, right?
Yeah, we were all, like, dripping.
Yeah.
We're not used to that Texas heat.
No, I went inside.
Right. Before you went inside, though, your face was sweaty and stuff, and we're like,
no,
oh.
No, it wasn't.
We had a discussion. We thought you were going to pass out from heat stroke.
Oh, my gosh.
We had the sun just
beating
us down.
No.
I even texted you. I'm like, hey, where are you at? You good? I thought you had passed out.
No, you didn't.
I did it.
Why are you so dramatic about everything?
Very hot.
We were scared.
I was not.
Yeah.
You weren't hot? Like it was.
No, it was definitely hot, like outside because the sun was blaring on us. But Wally's making it sound like I'm a sweat hog. And
no,
I wasn't.
No, you were just sweaty. It was normal.
No, I wasn't.
Like when we're in Africa, it looked the same. Look at her face. I wish I had a picture.
No, I wasn't.
I don't think I have any pictures of you.
We took group photos at the end, but she had cooled off by then.
Yeah, she was because she had been inside.
Well, I will say though that I do understand like going in because we were scheduled we had 3 hours scheduled, and I think we only lasted an hour and 40 minutes because nobody was there.
Yeah.
Thinking I could last another 120 minutes.
I was
sweating
done.
Everything
and
away.
I knew I had to fly the next day. I'm like, I just want to go home. I'm sweaty. It's funny. I felt bad for one of the guys because they had a bunch of people doing different presentations, like, you know, at work. And this one guy is like our donor guy, and he wants to make this analogy about how we're vessels, and he has this whole thing written.
Oh,
he did great. Well, I know, but he gives everybody at a table modeling clay to make a vessel to help have a point to his thing. And I'm like, after the thing, I told him, I said, that was the worst thing you could do to a bunch of like ADD creative radio people. Because our table I was at, we spent the entire presentation making and crafting our vessel into something phenomenal. And it became like a group effort. We were all supposed to do our own individual things. And we just, it worked as a team project. We kept kind of listening and we made a whole thing and it was awesome.
Did you make a Starbucks cup?
I did.
Is that the biggest thing I looked back and saw?
Yeah, that was the Starbucks mug. It looked really good. Like, I will have to post a picture of it, but that's what it looked like.
You got the little sleeve on it and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty great.
Is the straw like a piece of...
No, it's clay. Yeah, Sadiel made that from Vito Unita. He made that. So,
so good.
It was fun to talk with other people we don't get to talk too much and stuff like that, but... that was pretty much that. We already talked about me not being able to get into the Uber because the guy had put Armor-All to make his car so clean. The floors were Armor-All, and they were like it was like an ice skating rink, basically. So, all right, you ready
for what?
Aftercast.
we're already here.
Well, I know, but I'm like more stories.
Are you going? Or
yeah, I'll go.
That seemed like you wanted her to go.
No. I'll go. I got this one. Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, is going to attend the coronation of his father, Prince Charles.
I would hope so.
So that's good. Well, but he's going without Meghan or the kids. Oh, he's going solo.
No, I get that.
Why?
Because yeah. You have to fly.
Doesn't that seem... they fly first class. I mean, doesn't that seem like disrespect for the family?
It feels like the whole family could go.
Because you're a royal. Like, don't you think they're sending a message?
Maybe he didn't want him there.
Yeah, I don't know. Buckingham Palace is pleased to confirm that the Duke of Sussex will attend the coronation service at Westminster Abbey on the 6th, and the Duchess of Sussex will remain in California with Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet. So that was all they said. They're like, okay, but they didn't even address it. It's not known whether Harry is going to see William or Charles, because there's still that rift after his book, I think it was called Spare, that he did. It was kind of about the public stuff, making public the private stuff about the family. But he did go to like his grandmother's funeral, in January, though. It's funny because Harry spoke about this. He says he hopes to reconcile the family. If we can get to the point of reconciliation, that will have a ripple effect across the world. I genuinely believe that that's the kind of thing that is pushing me. And if that doesn't happen, then it's going to be very sad. Well, here's a good way to do this is to not drop a book and write bad things about your family in that book. Yeah. But that ship has sailed. So I'm not sure if you're going to have that reconciliation you want anytime soon.
Mm-mm.
So anyway. Side note to this. Remember when Prince Charles couldn't get people to perform at his coronation? Do you know who's going to be there now?
I saw now. Katy Perry.
Yes. And Lionel Richie. It's almost like he was watching TV and he's like, well, if they'll do American Idol, they'll probably do my thing, right? And so they got him and her. And then they also got Andre Bocelli, the opera guy, which is really good.
That's a big deal.
And then some British pop group that I have no idea who.
I mean, like, I feel like going to a coronation would be cool because we haven't had a coronation probably. How long was Queen Elizabeth like queen?
In the 20s? No,
60 something years or whatever.
I mean, you're not, there's theoretically.
Not since Frozen have we had a coronation day. It's coronation day.
Though theoretically, the next coronation day shouldn't be that far away. Yeah. Per se.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. Hopefully that family can get their stuff worked out. We're
praying
doing a little
for
bit of a faster cast today because we have Christine Kane, author, podcaster, can't paint her with one brush. We got to get up and talk with her in a little bit. So, Rock, what do you got?
So there is a 50-year-old woman. She spent 500 days living alone in a cave 230 feet underground. So mainly she did this because it was an experiment to study our internal clock and how we react to extreme isolation. She was alone. She didn't talk to anyone, but scientists were able to watch her the whole time. She had two GoPros so they could see her. She went down into the cave on November 20th, 2021.
Wow.
During that time, the pandemic was still going. The war in Ukraine hadn't started yet. And Queen Elizabeth, she was still alive. So this woman who went into the cave, she's 50 now, but she was 48 when she went in. So she celebrated two birthdays down there, but didn't even know when they were happening.
Oh, that's interesting.
She didn't have a clock. She didn't have a calendar.
Oh.
And she stopped trying to keep track of whether it was day or night around day 65. She didn't think she'd been there that long. So the scientists and people, rescuers, whatever, they come down after 500 days and they come and get her. And she was kind of shocked that they were there because she thought she hadn't even spent that much time down there yet. She thought that she was around 170 days.
Really?
She didn't feel the other 330 days.
Well, I guess without the constructs of time, you feel freer.
Yeah, maybe. She did admit that she was kind of sad it was over. She did, like I said, she didn't have any contact with anyone. She even told her family, like, hey, if there's a death in the family, don't call me, don't tell me, don't do anything. She did have a panic button, but she never felt the urge to push it. What they would do is send her food down. She never had contact with anyone.
Okay.
And she never showered the whole time.
How?
She was down
there. Could she smell her?
I mean, she's down in a controlled air environment because it stays a constant temperature.
Yeah, it may not be that hot. Yeah.
But why would you make them do that?
this is an experiment to see what how you would do.
Yeah, no, but why would you not, like, okay, I get all that. You're going to feed you and everything, but why not shower? Like, why would you not let them shower?
Well, how would she do
it? She's not going to be around anyone. Why does it matter?
Transport enough water for her to, like, pour on herself and...
Now they can run plumbing. How deep was she?
230 feet.
Ooh, that's pretty deep.
Far.
Yeah.
She never showered the whole time. Like I said, 500 days. That's 17 months. They asked her what she did down there during all that time because she didn't have a TV, didn't have anything. She did a lot of drawing, knitting, exercising. And she read about 60 books.
Wow. I guess it's weird, too. The whole idea of your body clock telling you when you need to sleep and when you need to get up. But it also is affected, like, we look at the sun. Oh, it's time to go to bed, you know. Mm-hmm. So without the input from that, like, what does that do to your body clock? And just the isolation. Because they like, prisoners and things like that, they talk about, like, solitary confinement is one of the worst things that they experience.
Well, this woman, she must be a real big loner because it didn't seem to bother her at all.
Yeah, I don't know how long I could make it. Like, not
oh, you wouldn't.
Hours.
I don't think, like, my generation could do that. Like, I feel like we mentioned her as being, like, you know, a middle-aged woman. Like, I feel like, and probably you couldn't, maybe you couldn't.
I could make it a decent amount of time if, like, I had something to do. Like, if I was down there and I had a wood shop and I was making stuff all the time or whatever. Like, if I had, kind of like when the movie The Martian, and he's trying to survive, so he had to do things every day. If it was literally like you're getting your food and you're just killing time and reading or something like that, I would not make it. I would make it a couple days.
What would you need to survive in a cave 230 feet below, Betty? What would you require? Like, and it had to be one simple thing. Like, if I had a gym down there. Oh, no.
I wouldn't use that.
If I had a driving range that wouldn't bounce balls right back at me.
You could use that. Yep.
Gosh, I don't know. It's so funny. I mean, I think it would be the perfect time to learn something new. Yeah. Like, I've been wanting to learn how to sew. But the thing is that I wouldn't have access to YouTube or anyone to show me how to do it.
You'd have to, like,
learn it out my own way.
Yeah. And languages, you could learn other languages. Like, she was able to read books, so she was able to take some things down there. So, yeah, I would have to have things to do. Like, I look at that. I look at, like, retiring one day and being like, what am I going to do? You know,
get a cave.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I'm going to drive my wife nuts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
You won't be a good retiree.
Yeah. I will not.
I don't think you'll be, like, done working, quote unquote, though.
Until
like
you die.
Yeah.
Probably so.
Something
until
consulting.
You're forced to quit.
Yeah. That's probably how it's going
to
go.
They're he's starting to get a little too unhinged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Won't hire you.
We're not going to put anything down that hole that could be used as a weapon, you know?
Oh, gosh.
If you thought Betty Rock, because you like being alone, honestly, what is your assessment? Like, how much is alone time is too much alone time?
That's a good question.
Probably 2 days.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's short for
one
you,
day
actually.
Can be nice, but I get it where at that second day, you're like, I could use a conversation to get out of my own head, and not in a cheesy way, but just to, you know, not be my own company.
Right. Yeah. 2 days.
Okay. I'm surprised. I thought you were going to say, oh, yeah, a week alone is good.
No, two days.
It's weird because I go different ways. Like, there's times, like, even though I'm like a pretty extreme extrovert, I do, if I have a task, I like to be left alone and I like to accomplish that task.
If you don't have a task.
2 hours. I don't know. I don't know that
if you have a task.
2 weeks. If I had a task that was a long enough time to build, I would like the mental learning of it, honestly, and to see, like, I love all these survivor shows and how long could I push myself
to actually
survive. Yeah. Survive alone and things like that. I would like that, but I definitely know because you watch certain people on the show as they document it and they talk to themselves. They talk to the trees, the squirrels, everything, because those are the extroverts that are kind of losing their minds. And so I definitely think it would mess with me, and I would make up songs and I would talk to everything just to feel like I was having some interaction. So, all right, well, let's do some birthdays.
Okay. Julie wants to wish Conrad a happy birthday. He celebrated it on the 13th. Said he has a black belt in Taekwondo and is an awesome husband and dad. Then Creighton wants to wish Erica, his wife, a happy birthday. My wife of 7 years, an excellent dancer and an amazing Aerialist? Is that how you say
aerialist,
it?
Aerialist, yeah.
Aerialist. Julie to Caitlin, happy birthday. And then we've got Rosemary to her brother, Milo. He's turning 12, loves video games, especially Halo and Minecraft, enjoys going to our church's youth group and hanging out with his friends.
Milo is such a super dope name. Like, that kid's lucky.
Julie had a question. We love coffee and trying different coffee shops. One of my favorite places is in Franklin at the Factory from Honest Coffee. Yeah.
Yep.
What's your favorite coffee shop and what do you order?
I think my favorite, honestly, is Dunkin'. Like, and it's the Spring Hill Dunkin' Donuts that's right next to me because they get it right every time. It's always good. But it's a drink called the Beast because of the number of pumps and everything.
Did you name it that?
I named it the Beast, yeah. Because it's 6 cream, 6 caramel, 6 sugar. Betty Rock helped me craft it. 6 liquid cane sugar and sweet cold foam on the top.
Yep.
And so 666, so I call it the Beast. But it's my favorite drink.
If you were going to rename it, Betty, as the creator of said drink, mm-hmm. because the Beast makes it sound tough and cool, what would what would you rename it? Mm-hmm.
What was Satan's name as an angel?
Lucifer?
Lucifer, yeah.
Lulu.
Nice.
Lucy.
Oh, yesterday getting on the plane was so bad. I hated that Betty Rock was right there with me. So when you get on the plane...
You had trouble just getting in vehicles yesterday.
I know,
apparently.
But no, this was more emotional. So you get on the plane and there's a flight attendant right there. How are you doing? Welcome. How are you doing? I'm always super nice. I'm like, hey, how are you doing today? Great day for a flight, you know, or whatever. And she's like, oh my gosh, I love your shirt. The daisies are great.
No, she didn't even say that.
What'd she say?
She said, oh, I love the daisies.
Yeah.
I love your daisies.
And then Betty's
she
right there.
She was referring to his shirt. And I'm like, what is she talking about? I turn around. I'm like, oh, and that says something too. Like, I don't even notice the flowered shirts anymore.
Yeah.
But you were wearing this shirt that's got daisies all over. And you didn't hesitate. You were just like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And then wishing I hadn't heard. And then an old guy heard the whole thing. And he was like,
Yeah. As I walked down there, I'm like, yeah, I like took that compliment pretty great. And
probably shouldn't.
Yeah. And the shirt, the brand I wear is Denim and Flowers, it's called. It's really great, though.
Men's brand, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Thanks.
Well.
Totally. And but I'm secure enough in it. So anyway.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. Where were we at on the question? I got sidetracked.
Oh,
was there
coffee.
A question?
Coffee shop.
Oh, our
Betty Rock.
Your favorite
Duncan.
Coffee. You said Dunkin'.
You got coffee for the first time in a while. I haven't seen you get coffee.
When we went to the Houston thing, you know, they had the coffee pot brewing in the back.
Oh, sure.
It smells so good.
Oh,
so
nice.
I ended up getting like 2 cups of it.
And not decaf either.
It was not decaf and I should not have gotten
it.
Yeah, I feel fine. My favorite, though, I'm not really a coffee snob. I don't know if I have a favorite. I mainly go for like the ambiance.
I can tell you one that I think you like a lot. The Dutch Brothers.
I do, but for different reasons.
Right?
Oh.
Well, it is. Well, yeah. But so is Dunkin'.
Is it supposed to be local? If it's local, it's The Well. I love The Well.
But no, with Dutch Brothers, I get the peach tea, which isn't even coffee.
Oh, okay.
You're a tea girl.
Yeah, I know you had found one when on one of our trips and you were so excited about it. Okay.
It was so good.
Gavin?
There's a place called, I think it's 8th and Roast, and it's up in Nashville. And
hipster.
A few weeks. Yeah, a
little
bit.
People with hats.
Yeah.
No weather.
Mustaches.
Nice.
And, you know, they're switching back
to.
Do
you think that someday that's going to be a fad that people are going to look back on and be like, oh, it was the generation of coffee drinkers?
What?
Is coffee a fad?
No. I mean, it's a fad.
Pretentious
coffee probably is a fad, but like the
well, that's
people,
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I think there will always be coffee drinkers, but I'm saying, you know, there's always the fad that
I think
goes around.
This is a fad, and I think like Folgers will run its course like forever. Your classic, you know, old guy will always be drinking cup of black coffee, but I think that the you know, rosé mochas are going to go away someday. Because I personally, like, it's fun here and there. But at the end of the day, my favorite cup of coffee is the one that I make at home and put just a little bit of creamer in. Like, I don't love to go nuts with
You've never had
stuff.
The Beast, though, have you? Have you ever tried the Beast?
I don't know if I've ever sipped your drink before.
I know. We'll have to pour a little out for you.
It'd probably be way too sugary.
It's life-changing. It's so good.
Like, it will send you
like
into a diabetic coma.
Yeah. Is that Zach, who used to have your job, couldn't drink it. It would kill him instantly. But so good. That's how I want to go. All right. Okay. You know what? I think that's going to do it for our aftercast. We're going to go talk to Miss Christine Kane.
You sound like James Chepesky.
I know. Sound like that. By the way, James Chepesky, I watched The Darkness, his movie that he made on YouTube. I watched it on Friday night. I wanted to orchestrate a video watching party, but no one else would go.
Well, yeah.
So I was taking video clips of it on my phone and sending them to Betty.
So thankful for
cinematic
that.
Cinematic masterpiece of confusion. If you don't know confusion.
Who James Chepesky is, he's on TikTok.
Hello, TikTok!
Wally is his biggest fan.
Hello, TikTok!
You need to read some of the comments on The Darkness.
I know. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow, because we got to go today. But all right, that's going to do it for your aftercast. Thanks for being a potty.